Over and a continuation of Visit Miss Daisy and Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 19th of April, 72. Chandler over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy and Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 19th of April, 72. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the Mamu at this Wednesday morning, 19th of April, 72.
This low neck dress on here.
No, well, it's about time for me.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's about time for you to.
She gets up in the morning, get dressing already.
Yeah, I've been waking up at a little after 5.
Yeah.
And that's too early for me.
Yeah.
I don't go back to sleep then. If I could just, you know, nod a little bit, and that way it would be all right. But I can't go back to sleep, so I get kind of, I get up
restless.
Then pretty get restless then. I stay there because they don't get up until about 7. So now here I'm moving around, well, then I kind of stir a little bit. So I never know what time they're going in town, so
that's
I just kind of get up and get kind of ready then, do what I was supposed to do. I wash the dishes. And so you feel good. Well, that means
I feel better.
You must have been taking a little cold. Maybe you kind of had a little cold that day.
Yes. Oh, I don't know. But I know one thing, Saturday and Sunday, I really hurt.
You do.
It did hurt.
You
but
did?
But it's better today.
Well, today, now this is Wednesday, yeah. So you really. Were you aching all over and kind of hurting?
Yes, all the way.
On your shoulder and
arms? All legs and everything.
That's all hurt. Well, I suspect you must have kind of thought you had a little touch of cold, maybe. What did you do specially?
Throat.
Well, if you had sore throat, that made you ache. Yeah, that showed you. That showed you it was a little cold.
Of course, I've had some tablets there what my daughter's been taking. She had a terrible cold.
Oh, did she? Well, you just, that was it then.
I sit there with her. I took some of them. That seemed to got better, but my throat still feels so.
Still feel sore now a little bit?
A little bit, just a little bit.
Well, that didn't get well in a day.
No, ma'am.
It usually takes a few days for your throat to kind of get.
When you're hearing from the folks.
Well, I had a letter that they were all doing fine. They're going to Texas to see little Faith. And they're all looking forward to that. And she and her husband, Francis and her husband, are going to keep the children and let she and her husband and go with Lynn on a little trip,
yes.
A bird watching trip for a night a day or something like that, and they're going to try to keep the children. Give little Faye a little rest. She's had the children all the winter, and she hadn't had anybody to kind of keep them much. Well, they've been sick a lot. They've had colds a lot, and she just couldn't leave them.
That's right.
They've had a right amount of colds this winter.
All round, they've been hit.
So,
and they were strong.
But last year, they weren't sick, and they were just so proud. They thought being in Texas was just grand. But this year, then it's been different.
It ain't so grand.
It wasn't so grand, no, that's right. So I don't know just when my children will get here then. But sometime, it'll be in May. I'll be here. I'll be a few more weeks before they get here. It'll be real hot weather, I guess, before I get back home.
Well, you get along all right down here.
Yeah, I get along all right. They are just beginning to see the red buds up there in bloom. Just beginning.
I know it's pretty.
They have No, they're so late this year. They've had the Dogwood Festival and no things in bloom. Mm-hmm. They have a big festival for a week. Mm-hmm. Extra things going on, and they have the street we are on. They have it lighted at night, you know, so you can see the dogwoods at night in bloom and things, and have lights, homes turn on the big flashlights and have them on pretty trees and pretty places. And the one they need to turn on, Frances said, she said she had the lights on some geraniums you'd put out. But the red bud of the dogwood wasn't even out to show.
That's right.
And they was having a big movie, a man there, Elvis Presley. I don't know if you have heard of him or not, but he's from Memphis. And he was to be there. Of course, they had to pay him lots of money to come and put on a night show.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a big, big time, so I imagine. And they always have lots of people from all over the whole, all the states, you know, everywhere. Big crowd.
You said they have it when? In May?
No, they haven't it now. Right now. Mm-hmm. And no dogwood in bloom. It's what they call the Dogwood Festival. So I'm missing it. And they always have lots of entertainments and things going on. And people just pass our house in droves, just car by car, right at each other, going on what they call the trail.
Yeah.
On the Dogwood Trail, you know, going around to see the homes that are all.
Lots of dogwoods.
We have lots of dogwoods and redbuds, and they're pink and white.
Mm-hmm.
The dogwoods are so pretty. They are pinky. Some of them so full, they're just beautiful. And then again, we have them all around our house where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back where we have a screened-in porch, they come clean up to the porch, hit screen. They're just full all down in the woods down below us.
Mm-hmm. They're just full. I know they're pretty when they bloom.
There's so many of them are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Together that way, they really are pretty.
Well, did they come up there or you set them up?
Well, now these all came up. That's what made them have the dogwood, because it was full of just natural. But they've put out a lot now. Everybody's put out dogwoods and on the streets and everything. They've put them out. And of course, there's still putting them out, wanting people to keep on putting them out, and they're really getting full. And they're pretty in the winter. I mean, in the fall, when the leaves get red, they are pretty.
They,
the blooms.
They're pretty.
Yes, they are. You know how pretty the leaves are. They turn red and are so pretty. So that makes a good show in the fall. So we really, and we happen to be live on the trail, is one that they call the Dogwood Trail. They have several different ones where people have more flowers and more dogwoods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people, and they run buses.
Yes, mm-hmm.
They run buses from free from uptown and for people to ride them all during that week, you know.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That's free ride, the buses. So, but usually on Saturdays and Sundays of the week, they're really off. I've known them just to be, just almost have to stop, you know, just go so slow. Cars would be so thick on the highway. They'd be so passing the house. You feel then like working, don't you, now? You didn't feel like ironing last winter.
No.
You didn't feel like ironing.
I just told Miss Mars. She asked me, said, well, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to do a little work in the yard. I said, not so much.
No.
Well, you know, I just got so weak.
You got weak. Yeah. Made you weak. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just got so weak. I just wasn't.
Wasn't fit for anything, were you? I'm prayer.
I wasn't fitting for nothing, and I didn't try to do nothing.
Well, you didn't have it to do, so.
No, I didn't try.
It didn't make any difference whether you ironed your clothes or not. You did get them washed, you said.
That's right. I never washed this week.
You, huh. Well, did Doris have, did she have to miss work on account of her cold?
I think she stayed in the bed 2 days.
2 days? Wow.
Stayed in the bed, too.
Uh-huh. Well, she don't specially have to, does she have to get the men some meals, or do they take care of themselves?
I don't know why that was her and her husband.
Well, is Sammy's not there?
No.
He's not. Where is he now?
He lives in Gainesville.
Is he staying in Gainesville now?
Staying in Gainesville.
You mean just, you know, I'll say they've all left.
Got him a house.
Got him a house in town?
In town. Him and
some other boys?
Two more boys.
Got him a place to live in town. Well, I'll say. Well, he was a right smart to drive out to his work,
well,
I guess.
Well, that's
from
what
here.
I say. I think it's better convenient, you know, for him to get to his work.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometime, you see, his old car wouldn't go well. He got to get somebody to take him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't know whether they were going to come and take him or not.
Yeah.
Well, if he could just get up there sort of quiet, trying to quit waiting on what. His daddy would take him up there to his work. Well, then he could catch some of his boys up there to bring him home.
Bring him home. Mm-hmm.
So I guess he got tired of that. He just went and got him a house.
Got him a house.
Yeah.
Well, he's making enough money that he can pay for it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Pay rent. He wasn't having to pay any rent out here, but he couldn't get back and forth.
That's why he had such poor transportation.
Mm-hmm.
When his car get out of fit, what I thought to myself, if it was me, what I would do, I'd try and keep my car in shape.
Yeah.
Car.
Well, it maybe he couldn't do it and cost so much maybe to... Well, he didn't
want to eat up with enough money and ice cream.
He couldn't.
To pay, make a part payment on his car.
You mean he eats lots of ice cream?
Oh, he loves ice cream and sodas.
Uh-huh. Drinks lots of sodas. Coca-Colas and things.
Coca-Colas and Pepsis.
Yeah.
First one drink and another.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now he's supposed to be down here today. He has Wednesdays off lots of time. He don't have all Wednesdays off.
Uh-huh. Just sometime.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Doris said she reckoned he'd be down today. And you see, she just hoping he'd be down.
She misses all of them gone, don't she?
Yeah.
They're just all... I guess he brings his clothes home and lets her wash them, don't he?
He brings them home.
That's why he comes.
Sometimes she washes them. Sometimes he washes them himself.
Oh, he can wash them.
But she irons. Mm-hmm.
He can put them in and wash them, yeah.
Yes, he can wash them.
And that's one reason he comes home, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well. And David don't come home at all, does he?
He come home about once or twice a week.
He does. He comes in and...
Well, you can believe it or not. He don't come just to come to see us.
What
Every
is
he? Time he come, he's hunting money.
Oh.
For something.
He's wanting some money. He's wanting something.
That's right. Every time he come for something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He comes for something, and Well, he's in school. He don't do any work, I guess, anywhere, anything.
Oh. He takes money from to go to school.
Yeah. They need money for that. You have any more news from Carol? Anything?
No, haven't heard no more.
She just made good grades and got on the honor roll and all. So that was good. You know, I didn't know two houses up there at George Mitchell's. There were two houses burned up there, wasn't there? Or was it just one?
You see, his burned a long time. And then this other one up here, his burned here 2-3 weeks ago.
Not long ago then?
No, not long ago.
Who was that? Whose was that?
That was James's cousin. Lived in the house, but the house belonged to Janie Warren.
Hmm.
That's who it belonged to.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know who lived in that one. Well, I didn't know.
It ain't been too long since it's going to.
Well, I guess that was who Bessie said that she might give some clothes to that somebody. I forget what her name was. Minnie?
Her name was Ethel Lee.
Ethel Lee. What a name.
Miss Daisy, I was down there with you at that office. You and Faye were sitting up there talking to the lady. Mm-hmm. I was sitting back there, but I could hear what you said. They do ask questions, don't they?
Oh, my Lord. They do. They ask us too many and don't do nothing but ask them and write them down. That's all they've been doing when I go up there. Hell, what a word from nothing. And I've been up there so many times it makes me drunk when somebody said go.
That same place?
No, I ain't been to that same place. Go around there to another place somewhere. I went up there to that welfare place. Somebody sent me there. They didn't even know who I was looking for. One time I went, the woman wasn't working that day.
Well, that's at welfare.
That was the welfare. I told them when.
Miss Daisy, you never had been to this place we went the other day?
No, I don't remember going there.
And you never had talked to Miss Swanson before?
Miss who?
The woman
what we were talking to the other day. Not that I know, sir.
That Miss Swanson. It had her name on the desk there.
Well, now, did she ask you questions that they had asked you before?
She didn't ask me many questions.
No,
she didn't, did she? She was right considerate.
That's right.
And you know, she said she understood how you didn't have a marriage certificate that long ago.
That's right. That's what she said. So if it was one man said they wasn't giving nobody none then. They didn't give marriage. They just went on marriage and on about this.
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't want anything. Give me now.
Well, wait a minute, Miss Eddie. I want to get this straight from you now. You all didn't go up to Georgia looking for that, did you?
Mm-mm. They wrote that.
Who wrote?
This woman down here in Ocala.
Oh.
That welfare woman down there.
Oh.
She wrote that years ago. They couldn't find no record of it. These up here wrote that. They don't find no record.
Just recently?
Mm-hmm. Just recently. They don't find no record there.
You told them where it was and they wrote.
That's rough.
Well, I can't figure out who you talked to. Where you went when you went up there, because I thought this was the only place to go.
Well, I went to another place, back around there in another room somewhere.
Well, now, let me tell you. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute, Mrs. Daisy. Don't be in a hurry. I want to get this straight. When we drove up there, you acted like you was familiar with that place.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only way I can act.
Like you'd been there a lot of times before.
Yes, I've been there.
But you hadn't been to that place a lot of times.
Not that I remember.
Why, sure. Well, you know, there was about a dozen desks in there. Mm-hmm. And there's seven or eight of those people, men and women, sitting at the desk and walking around. Mm-hmm. And didn't even any of them look hurry. They're like they're in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Looked like any of them could tell anybody anything they wanted to know. Mm-hmm. But now, what you had been expecting was a part of Ben's Social Security.
Yes, sir. Once upon a time, I was, well, I thought I was entitled to it.
Yeah.
But they couldn't find a marriage certificate. Well, that didn't give me nothing. I had to have something to prove that we were married. Now, this woman who asked me the other day, she didn't ask me nothing about that.
Well, I can't figure where you went. You went to the same building, but you went to another desk. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But you'd been to that building before.
Oh, I've been to that building, I guess. Yeah, I've been to that building, I guess. But I guess I went way around back there somewhere.
Who'd you go with?
An Irish carried me up there once.
One time?
Mm-hmm.
And then James?
James carried me once.
Well, does he go around with you to the desk, or he
ran
just
up the one and went right back there somewhere?
Or he just dump you?
Oh, yes. He came in, put me out, and then he'd go on, and he would come back, and he thought they were through.
So he just let you take care of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, what's the first time you went down there after Ben died?
So what was the first time I went
mm-hmm.
down there?
When was it? A month afterwards?
Oh, I guess it might have been a month, and it might have been longer.
Yes, a month
know.
Or two.
Yes, no.
But you went in the first couple of months.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Because you figured you were entitled to his Social Security.
Yes. Well, they told me to go there to get it. So I went down there. Well, they gave me some papers one time. Somebody to take around there somewhere. But where it was nowadays, I don't know. Which was in some of them places.
Well, they gave you the papers to take around to another desk.
To another desk.
Well, at that desk, did they fill them out for you?
Not that day.
Uh-huh.
Not that day.
Oh, you brought them home.
No, I left them there.
Oh, you just
and
took
they
them?
Was to mail them to me. From that desk. That's what they was going.
And did they?
Mm-hmm.
They mailed you?
I think they mailed me. Oh, just remember where they mailed me, sent them by my daughter.
But you got them.
I got them. She had to go there.
And what did you do? Fill them out or just sign them?
I just signed them.
Who filled them out?
I guess they filled them out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Thursday when we was up there, it was all quiet. And
mm-hmm. Just as quiet as it needed to be.
And the
there wasn't any question asked. Mm-hmm.
And the girl wasn't distressed about anything?
Mm-hmm. So, she must have known about everything. She knew what was going on. Well, she didn't have to ask me nothing.
Yeah. Well, it looks maybe you hadn't got a hold of the right person.
Well, I hope so.
Before.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, now.
Now, I don't remember seeing this woman before.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. One time you went up to one of those offices to see somebody and they was out. Now,
mm-hmm.
That wasn't this office.
That was way up there.
Uh-huh.
That's when I had to come a check up there.
That was welfare. I never been there. This is the only one I've ever been to.
They didn't know nothing. The woman, she did say this, the woman that takes care of that, she's not working today.
Yeah.
I found two. Now one of them didn't know nothing about it. So she handed him a check back and I brought it home and cashed and spent it. Isn't that all?
Well, they never had asked you for any other proof, like that deed or anything before.
No.
Yeah. That's what I didn't understand. Because that's just as good as a marriage certificate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think.
Miss Daisy, when I got in the Army, everybody had to get a birth certificate.
Had to get a birth certificate.
But I didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
But they still let me in the Army.
Without it?
Of course, I wasn't asking to get into the Army, you see.
You wasn't in the Army, was you?
No.
I want Miss Daisy to tell Mother how she got this apron.
Mother hadn't seen this apron.
Oh,
That's a new apron, Mother. And you tell Mother what you did. No, what is it? Isn't it pretty?
Gee, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, where did you get it?
Miss Lewis gave me a dress. You know, when they was making them white dresses.
Miss Lewis?
Lois. Hello. The one where
Miss,
I worked.
Yeah, in. Miss Lois.
So I took it loose. I took it off the waist.
Uh-huh.
And tore this out of the skirt. And made me an apron out of it.
And you still have enough for a dress?
For a dress. See, when I tore the apron out, I folded it up and laid it over there. So I put my dress back together first.
Yeah, I know.
Miss Daisy, that just don't sound possible.
Yes, sir. Those big old full dresses, they really
do. See, now that's what happened. You and Miss Bessie are always getting after me. And you, it just, don't miss, didn't you ever get after Miss Lois?
Me?
Yeah.
No. She didn't do nothing. Tell me what to do and I'll go on and do it. And when I finish, I go tell them to.
You're through. Yeah, you put on a green.
You mean that dress was so big
that
you
right.
could get out a piece of it big enough for a big. That's
right.
A big apron.
And you don't believe it.
And you? Have you got the rest of it?
Dress? I'm going to wear it over here sometime.
Right. Yeah,
well, do that, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it over here.
But you say
sometime.
You went up there in peace and you...
And I left in peace.
And you lived in peace?
Lived in peace 42 years and left in peace.
But down here on the porch, when I come up there and over at Miss Bessie's, neither one of you live in peace.
I don't tell Bessie.
You tell her.
I'm going to tell her. I said, Mr. Miles, but he never had no peace when he come over here.
Yes, I will.
Good enough for him.
Well, we'll see you again.
All right. Hope so.
Isn't that one of the cutest things I've heard in my life? She turns it, you see. She going to tell her, Mr. Miles say, when he come over here, he never have no peace. Mr. Miles say, when he come over here, he never have no peace. I'm going to tell her. And that's the end of this remarkable little visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 19th of April, 72. Channel 2 over, about the middle. Channel 2 over, about the middle, on 5600.
Channel 2 over, about the middle, around 500 or 600, the end of this remarkable visit with Miss Daisy and Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 19th of April, 72. Channel 2 over, around 500 or 600, and the end of this remarkable visit with Miss Daisy and Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 19th of April, 72.